Hi, Travis. How are you? Doing well?
I'm good.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I handle pricing and details for your area. You've been talking here with Lulu, and, well, she does such a wonderful job, you know, explaining the outline of the program. In fact, she mentioned if I could actually offer you our new in business rate, you're less than 2 years in business now. Is that correct?
Yes.
Congratulations on that. That's awesome. So did you have any questions for me, like as far as how the program works or maybe questions about the placement that we do? Anything I could answer in particular?
Yeah, let's maybe a couple of things. So you have, you know, you get on Google. You know, customer X gets on Google. And what do they type in or what specifically do they go to? To find where you, where Purely Pools pops up for them. And I know it's based on area and zip code or whatever, but if they're in the right zip code and they're in the right area, what do they type in where Purely Pools pops up?
Great question. What they're going to type in is specifically the service that they're looking for, right? So for example, pool cleaning, okay, is one of the keywords. They're going to find you by your services, not by your company name, because if they don't know your company by name, how are they going to then see you appearing on Google? Well, it's by the services that you offer.
Sure.
If you do, let's say you do repairs on pool equipment or whatever the case may be, we make sure that we list you for the services that you want to be found for. So when they perform that search, it's a live search that they're performing on Google. Typically, 90% of those searches that are performed will start and stop on the first page. So they're ready to purchase that service, and that's why they're performing the search. Does that kind of make sense so far?
Yeah, so if they type in, if they're in the that whatever zip code or area, and they type in pool cleaning or whatever keywords, then Purely Pools would pop up.
Yes, you would pop up. Now, I'm not saying you're going to be the only one listed there, but you would pop up as one of the top recommended options so that you can get these live calls coming directly to you, Travis, from the potential clients that are in need of your services. So they're going to be direct calls coming to you, okay? The website looks great. Did you do that on your own?
No.
Okay. Well, whoever created the website,
I'm not a website person, so I don't know.
That's okay. I know some business owners attempt. Yeah, no. It looks good. I think it looks great. So I noticed on there, because I know mile radius is kind of hard, right? There's particular areas that you target. It states that you proudly serve League City, Seabrook, Clear Lake, Friendswood, and Pearland. Is that typically the areas that you're mentioning that you target?
Yes. We have we have a few other areas, but it's areas I don't really want to grow.
Notate on there. Okay. No worries.
Yeah.
No worries. I appreciate you clarifying that as well. What about Facebook? Do you ever go on Facebook at all?
I'm on Facebook personally, but I don't have a Facebook page, but I would be totally cool with starting one.
Okay. Okay. And what are you currently doing right now, Travis, to market the business? Like, where does a lot of your clients come from now?
Word of mouth. Mainly just word of mouth. I've previously done not Google advertising. I know I wanted to set that up. It's busy. The phone. But I've done like Angie's List, Home Advisor.
Oh, not I'm familiar with them. What happened? What's going on?
You get poor leads. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, you get poor leads. Yeah.
Are you still taking on leads?
People who... No. I tried it for about 2 months, maybe a year. Maybe like last spring.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm done. No way. I mean, it's not
Was it a lot of tire kickers or just poor quality?
A lot of tire kickers.
Okay.
A lot of, so they have kind of a mix where some of them have already been tapped.
Called.
They've already been
mm-hmm.
in their calls and,
yeah.
You know, even if you call them the day of, I think they've already been run through a cycle
mm-hmm.
in some way, because I'd call someone immediately and, hey, I'm Travis Purely Pools. I saw you.
Uh-huh.
Inquired about service on Angie's list, and they go, oh yeah, we've already got somebody. We've, we already did that a month ago or 2 months ago. Like,
oh wow. So it kind of feels like they were already cycled through.
For sure. But a lot of them were tire kickers, fishing for what the cheapest, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cheapest instead of looking for quality work. Yeah. What was your lead cost back then, if you don't mind me asking, like the average?
Yeah, I think it was like $35 bucks.
Oh, wow.
I think the lead cost was maybe low end 30, high end low 40s.
No way.
Wow.
That's quite a bit.
And I would probably execute 1 out of 10, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Was that 10 a week or 10 in the month?
I don't really remember the quantity because it wasn't a long period of time. But I think I limited them and said I only want X number per week. Let's try this out.
Yeah.
I might have had 10 a month.
Okay.
Maybe.
So roughly you're spending about $300 to $400 a month, we'll say, right? And getting one out of all of that, which doesn't sound like you were even making back what you were investing with them. Sorry to hear that, Travis. Sorry to hear that.
Right.
Well, I will tell you this. What we offer is complete opposite because, again, as I mentioned, when someone's performing a search on Google, it's a click to call. They click on your number. They're going to call you directly. However, we do not charge you per call, per job, or per click. What we do is we set it where it's a fixed flat rate. It's a month-to-month program, and there's no contracts. So I'm going to offer you our new in business rate. I feel like our platinum package is the best package for you to get started with because it will include both Google and Facebook marketing. So with the discount that I'm applying, you're looking at a flat monthly rate of $249 a month. It will come with a one-time setup fee of $99. The setup fee is just for the programming. So the initial investment to get started today would be $348. Every month after that, Travis, you're paying just the $249 a month. You're grandfathered into that price. So it'll never change on you, whether you were with us 6 months or 6 years, okay? Now, this would include us verifying you through Google, getting you your Google Business Profile page created, optimize you and maintain you on the first page, content creation on Bing. We also submit you to Yelp, Apple Maps, and we'll build you a business Facebook page. So we'll create you one, and we're going to run Facebook advertising.
Real quick. Does this, where you can get set up for Google reviews?
Yep. We'll take care of that for you too. We'll even create you a tiny URL so that you can either text or email it to your clients to have them leave you reviews on Google. It's the modern day word of mouth.
Absolutely.
With Facebook, what we're going to be doing, Travis, is we're not going to be, you know, we'll create the business Facebook page, but I encourage you to post even once a month on your page to keep your content fresh, okay, because you'll be the owner of that Facebook. However, what we're going to do, Travis, is we're going to run Facebook ads, and we're going to target those areas that are specific to where you want to be found it, okay, whether it be the zip code or the city, right? Now, of course, those Facebook ads, as long as they're within a 50-mile radius, we're good. And I was looking at the map, and I'll tell you, some of those areas are like 30, 32 miles, 35 miles, you know, average from where you're based out of. And I'm basing it off of Galveston, Okay, so you're definitely within the 50-mile radius,
yeah.
But we're going to choose the specific areas. Okay? Now,
well, okay, so I'm not located in Galveston.
Okay, where are you based out of?
I'm not located in Galveston. Webster is where our warehouse
Webster.
Is.
Okay, that's where you're based out of,
yes.
Is Webster? Okay. So
yes.
I'm just going to look.
Real specific on where. So I don't really want to do a radius because that would be
of course.
Messy.
Yeah, no.
I could really give you like a zip code.
Yes.
Or zip code.
Yes.
I could probably have to give you those.
Perfect. So even if I'm looking, and correct me if I'm wrong, if we're just saying Webster to Pearland, mm-hmm. we're looking at like about less than 20 miles. Am I right? About 17 miles? 23-minute drive?
Correct. Yeah, that's about
our
right.
average. Okay. So the mm-hmm. reason that I'm saying this is because the Facebook ads, I know we're going to choose specific areas, but Facebook ads, as long as those areas are within 50 miles from Webster, you're good. Do you see what I'm saying? But we're
okay.
going to choose the specific
mm-hmm.
areas to target. We're not going to do it by mile radius.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know that if it's further
sure.
than 50 miles, we're not going to be able to even touch that area. Okay? Now,
good.
Facebook ads, I'm going to tell you this. If someone does a search on Google and they didn't call you, but they go to their Facebook page, your ad is going to pop up on their feed. It's going to remind them you were looking for this service. Here's a company that offers it. And that's what also is going to help you reach more new clients. We're going to make sure that that beautiful website is attached where your business is listed. We're not going to tinker with your website. We just make sure that it's attached. And then we cover the mobile platform. So, meaning if someone's doing a search from their iPhone, Travis, or they're doing a search from their Android or their tablet, they will still find you on that first page of Google immediately. So, basically, this package would be covering all of your bases. And it's a month-to-month program
okay.
with no contracts.
Okay.
No, what do you think?
I'm interested. Yeah.
Okay. Now,
no, I mean, I think it's worth a try.
Absolutely. And all of this comes with a customized tracking and reporting system, Travis, so you can track your results with us and not just take our word for it that it's working. So you'll have that included as well. And we'll have a team here dedicated to your account. So if you have updates, changes, questions, or concerns, our team is here to assist you with all of it. But I'll tell you, Travis, it's all going to start with me, okay? I'm what's considered the lead on the account, all right? So,
okay.
You want to give it a shot? That way we can prove it to you?
Yeah, no, I'm
all
I'm
right.
interested. That sounds good.
Okay. So, I do want to send you,
hey,
I want to...
Real quick, what's the company
yeah.
again?
Our company is called Local, L-O-C-A-L, Splash, like a splash of water. We're in Southern California. If you've ever been to Disneyland... Okay, we're about 20 minutes
yeah,
away. Have you ever been out this way?
I know the LA Basin.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty familiar with the LA Basin, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're right in between Los Angeles and San Diego. We're in a county called Orange County. If you've ever watched the horror,
well,
Orange
I mean,
County Housewives.
Look, you could be in, you know, Dana Point, Costa Mesa. I mean,
we're in Fountain Valley. Fountain
Indiana.
Valley, in fact, is where we're
okay.
based out of. That's the city. Okay, you're very familiar
yeah.
then. Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Not too many people are. You know, you tell them, that's why I always identify Disneyland, even though it's in Anaheim and in my backyard practically, because I live in Anaheim.
Yeah.
But that's how usually people are like, oh, okay, now I know what part of California.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Travis, if you take a look at your phone, what I just sent you was two text messages, okay? Now, I'm what's considered...
Is there a text message?
Excuse me?
Is there a 626 number that it came from?
Yes, there's actually two. I sent you two. I'll tell you what the first one says. It'll say, hi, this is Nadine Medina from Local Splash. And it has my number,
okay.
877-635-6225. And it shows my extension is 623. You see that there?
No, I got one from 626-257-0036.
No, I just literally sent you two text messages.
Man, You know what? I'm sorry. It's on my, that's on my app. I'm sorry.
It's okay. No worries. No worries. Take your time.
I brought my phone, my business number's off my app, so. Okay.
Okay.
I was checking my birth number, but yes, I got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So, Travis, I'm what's considered the lead on the account. Okay. However, I always like for you to have my information so that you have it for your records. Okay. Now, there's another text that I sent you. Okay. If you can confirm you got that one too, it would have came right after it. And it has a number to our customer service, our customer support. Okay. Now, whenever you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to always contact our customer service department, okay? We are always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you are two hours ahead of us, right? So for you, Travis, we're always here 9 to 6, Monday through Friday. Now, I will tell you, just a heads up, this coming Monday, we're observing the holiday, so we will not be here.
Oh,
but
good.
After that, I mean, we're back.
You won't start this time.
I get to have a holiday, right? Okay. Now, I'm going to tell
yes,
you this,
absolutely.
Too. I strongly, strongly encourage you to please save our 877 number in your contacts under Local Splash. So that way you never lose our phone number. You always have it. Okay? So I encourage you to please save our number. Now, also in that text, you're going to see it says your credentials for your client dashboard. So for your customized tracking and reporting system, I've already sent your username and your password. Your username, Travis, is going to be your phone number, but your password is SEO local, all lowercase, one word. Do you see that there? Okay, perfect. Now, I also want to send you everything in writing. So we send it to you in an email. This is also where we're going to send your receipt as well and any correspondence from us. So, Travis, what is the best email for you?
Okay, it's it would be the one on the website. So the service.
Okay, the one on the website. It's service at pearlypoolstx.com.
Yeah.
Pearly Pools. Okay.
Yeah, that's.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's what I'm going to do right now. And you check that email frequently, right? Just in case if we're sending you updates there, I want to make sure that you're getting your emails because that's where your receipt will go to.
Yes, I do. Yeah, no, I check it out regularly. I'm just a little limited on service at the moment.
Okay.
We had significant power storms in Houston, and I don't have power in my house yet.
Okay, no worries.
Yeah, so I get powered
I'm going to get you. That's okay. That's okay, my dear. No worries. Now, I'm sending you these two emails, okay? So the first email is going to come from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, which is myself, and it's going to say Google and Facebook marketing. It's going to include the price that I told you, $249 a month with just a one-time $99 setup fee, okay? So today you're paying $348, but just remember $249 every month after that, okay? No contracts.
Yes.
And everything that's included. Mm-hmm. I'm also sending you the second email that's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. Now, that one is going to give you an overview of how the reporting system will look when you're tracking your results. So I sent you an example of that. Okay?
All right.
Perfect. Now, Travis, just for the account purpose, you spell your name T-R-A-V as in Victor, I-S. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what's your last name, Travis?
Hughes, like Howard Hughes.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it. With the E-S at the end, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, when you said Hughes, that's the first thing I thought of, Howard Hughes. Okay.
Yes.
And now the company name, this is going to be important, so we're going to list it as Pearly Pools, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
correct.
No LLC or anything after that, right? Just Pearly Pools.
No, no.
Okay.
Pearly Pools is a DBA, so
LLC. All right. And then now, Google is going to verify you at your address. Your address will not show anywhere on Google. Typically is what we call your home office because you're mobile. No one comes to you to pick out tile or to buy products. So what address are we having them verify you at?
Does it need to be where my
It cannot be a PO box. I will tell you that. I will tell you it cannot be a PO box because Google won't do that.
Let me ask you, does it need to be my house, which is not near where our warehouse is, or does it need to be the location of the warehouse?
The warehouse, is that a warehouse that you rent?
A rent, correct.
Okay. Give me the address of the warehouse. I'm going to see, because it'll tell me if someone's PIN verified there. What's that address, and I'll take a look. Is that the one in Webster?
Yes.
Okay. What's the address?
155.
Uh-huh.
It's 15502.
Okay.
Let me get you the zip code. 15502. It's 15502 Galveston Road.
Uh-huh. And it's coming up Webster, Texas. I'm seeing 77598 is what it's showing me.
Correct.
Okay.
We have a number, but that's like several warehouses that are in there, but we have a suite number if you need that.
Okay. Let me just double check. So if I'm looking, it's like a storage facility? Kind of?
Storage, it has a bunch of, storage facility. It's got mechanic shops. Air conditioning service.
So it's kind of like what you would call is it kind of like a strip where you'll have a mechanic shop and one suite, you got another shop at this suite, an AC business.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're individual spots, but they all have suite numbers, right?
Correct.
Okay. It should be fine then. It's kind of like what I would call like a strip mall kind of.
No, not
with different
mall,
businesses.
I mean, it kind of, but it's a little more informal than a strip mall.
Yeah. I mean, it's more commercialized, right? But it's just different.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking at the place.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's funny because I could have sworn like I saw something that said Knights of Columbus on there. I was looking and I'm like, oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah, because it looks like there's most popular places are at this address. Is there like a 911 restoration Southern Houston? A recording studio?
Yeah, I can't remember, but there's going to be
a Knights of Columbus. Okay.
Like gym, CrossFit type place. There's AC.
A Martinez
place.
Tire shop.
Plumbing. Sounds probably right. Yeah.
I see like a tire shop there, like a plumbing company there too.
Yeah.
Alliance Plumbing. Okay.
Correct.
All right. As long as we're just making sure that we put the suite number on there, you should be fine. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let me just put the address here. So 15502 Galveston Road. What's the suite number?
Oh, man. I think it's 400. Or 401. I don't go very much.
You don't?
Let me text my supervisor guy.
Yeah. Go ahead and text him just so that way. I mean, we still got time to... I just want to make sure we're doing that at the right suite number because I wouldn't want to do someone's by mistake and then we're like, oops, sorry, kick them off, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, while you're getting that confirmed, I'm sorry?
It's either 400 or 401. I can't remember.
Okay.
But I'll find out.
Yeah, let's get that confirmed. We know it's one of those. Now, also, let me see, and you said, Travis, you have a personal Facebook page, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let me tell you how we're going to create your Facebook page for your business. Okay. We're going to actually create it through your personal page. Okay. And we do this so that way you have access to it. Nobody is going to see your personal page. Okay. Just so you know, it's just the way that they're created. Okay. So, let me see here. Give me one second. Let me go back here. Are you just under Travis and then your last name?
For my Facebook page? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see if I can find you. Do you remember, Travis, what your profile picture looks like?
I'll be under Houston, Texas. And then my profile picture would be me and my wife. She's black. And we're like in tuxedo type attire, like we're at a wedding. Dancing, kind of.
Okay. Let me see if I can find you. I know. I heard you guys had really bad weather. I was like, oh, my gosh. I have family all over Texas. I have family El Paso, definitely, San Antonio, right. Dallas, you know, Austin.
Yeah.
One of my cousins actually moved. Yeah, she moved to Texas. Her mom went to go visit her the first year she was there, and her mom was like freaking out because there was a tornado warning and they had to leave the barbecue place where they were at. I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. She's like, this was not very fun. Oh, I think I found you. Oh, okay. Are you like, is your back, not the back, what is it, the background photo or something? It's like a black and white photo, right, of you and your wife, but the other picture has like a pyramid and you on a camel?
Yeah.
I found you. Okay. How cool. Yeah. Did you actually go there?
Yeah. That's a real
no
picture.
No way. Oh, my gosh. How was the heat?
It actually wasn't that bad. It was, I went, I think, in May or June.
Uh-huh.
15 years ago.
No way.
It was actually comfortable.
Wow. How amazing.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay. So I found your Facebook. Now, no one's going to see your personal Facebook page. It's just how they're all created. So at least you have access to it. Okay. So I'm going to put needs, Facebook, business page. Okay. Let's go to your areas that you want us to target. So I know Pearland is one of them, right?
Let me, it probably needs to be more area code specific.
Okay.
See if I can pull up a map.
Yeah, no worries.
Because
take your time.
There are certain places I do not want to service, due to, let's see here. Let me pull up on the
Google. Yeah, no worries.
Zip code map.
It's okay. Take your time.
Zip code map. Okay. Can I guess I can modify these zip codes over time?
Absolutely. At any time, you can make changes to your services, to the areas that we're targeting. Absolutely. You just got to let us know, like, hey, I need to change the areas. I need to target these areas, right? And we'll change them. You can do that at any time, and it doesn't cost you more money because we're making changes. It's all included in your services, okay?
Yeah. Okay. So
all
I'm going to give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, probably about 8 or 9 zip codes.
No worries. I'm ready whenever you are, okay?
Okay. Let's do Okay, 77059.
Okay.
77058.
Uh-huh.
77062.
Okay.
77598.
Okay.
77546.
Okay.
77089.
Uh-huh.
77581.
Okay.
77584.
Okay.
And then last one will be 77573. I'm not sure if I told you that one, but
no, you told me 77059, 77058, 77062, 77598, 77546, 77089, and then you said 77581, 77584, 77573.
Yes.
Okay. And then under your services, obvious is pool cleaning. What else do you want me to notate? Pool maintenance?
Yeah, pool cleaning, repairs.
Uh-huh.
Pool repairs.
Pool service.
Pool service. I mean, something that would reflect our website. I do want to get into commercial pools, but
that would be good.
Get a few things. Yeah.
Do you want me to put down for both? Do you want me to put down for both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Not yet. I think I can change that maybe.
You can change
a few weeks.
Okay, we'll just put residential for now.
I kind of want to see how things go first, and
okay.
Then we can on what we're already doing, and then pivot if needed or as needed.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, it's not a requirement, Travis. I just ask out of habit, are you licensed and insured? Is it not required? Are you in the process?
Oh, no, definitely insured from general liability to
good.
Car insurance, you know, that's...
Okay.
Also, workers' comp. Absolutely.
Oh, good. Good for you. But no licensing, right?
No.
Okay. You plan on doing that anytime in the future? Yeah, I figured it's probably not required where you're at.
It's not required.
Okay. And then let's take a look here. So, all right. So, you have an option, right? Instead of us listing your physical phone number on Google, right, where we're promoting you, we could put a tracking number, and the tracking number is actually linked to your phone, and it comes with an app that you can download from the App Store, and this will allow you to track your phone calls, your messages. You can even block spam calls. Would you be interested in a tracking number, or do you prefer that it be your phone number listed? It doesn't cost you anything, and it's really your preference.
Well, so the number listed, the 409-407-7665, is an app number.
Oh, good. Okay. Then I'm going to put no.
Yeah. This is not my, you did not call my personal number.
Okay. Now, let me ask you
That's why I said when you text me, I was like, did you text me like a random from a 626 number? And then I was like, I got to check my app.
Okay. So let me ask you this, okay, because I know the business number that we're going to list is going to be the number for your app, the 409-407-7665, right? That's the number you want to be listed, correct? Okay. So what is the best number for us to contact you, okay, if we have an update or we have a question? What number should we contact you at?
Sure. 832-890-5867. And that's fine as long as I'm not put on a, you know, sell my information.
No. No, absolutely not. I only say this because we don't want to be constantly calling your app number, right? Because we know that you also have a way of tracking your calls too, if I'm not mistaken, with the app.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So I want to make sure that we're contacting you, and that's why I always ask, is there a number of preference that you would want us, not clients or other people, calling you from? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to notate, when we communicate with you, our company, Local Splash, we're going to call you at your 832 number. I have 832-890-5867, okay? That number is only for us. The phone number that's going to be listed for your business is going to be the 409-407-7665. We do not give your information out. Your personal number will not be shared with anybody. Okay. It's just for our reference when we're communicating with you. So what I'm going to do, okay, I'm going to send you those two text messages that I sent you. I'm going to also send it to this phone. Okay. So that way you have it in your personal phone. I think that'll probably be a little bit easier for you. Okay. So this way you have them there. And I would prefer that you, you know, at least have them there, you know. So let me send you those text messages. Okay, I'm glad we clarified that. Now, Travis, as far as, I'm sending the second one to you now, okay? As far as the billing, okay, the card that you're using today for the payment, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
It's the, it does have my name on it, but it also has the
business.
The business, not the DBA, it truly pulls the DBA, but it's got the business, like the LLC.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, no worries. So how does your name read on the card? Is it just Travis Hughes, or is there like a middle initial?
Travis Hughes.
And the business name, how does it read on the card?
T-A-M.
Uh-huh.
And it's T-S-T-A-M. Tom, Stan, Tom, Andy, William.
Uh-huh.
Services.
Uh-huh.
And symbol.
Okay.
Supplies.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it has ink on it or not,
because
maybe
you're
not a room, but I mean,
that
else would be having ink on it.
Okay, so it reads as T as in Tom, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, A as in Apple, W as in William.
I'm sorry,
M as in Mary? Okay. And now the T... The T-S-T-A-M, is that all together?
Yes.
Okay. Then after that is services, the and symbol, and then supplies, correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's how it reads on the card. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
What is the billing address for that card?
Be my home address, so 11219. Cold Spring, two words.
Uh-huh.
Drive.
Uh-huh.
Drive. That's in, Houston, Texas.
Okay.
77043.
Okay. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
This is a Visa.
And what's the card number when you're ready?
Sure. 4246-3152-9322-9470.
expiration month and year?
7/24. Ooh, it's coming up.
And then the CVV code on the back.
980.
980. Okay. So before I process your payment, Travis, I'm going to walk
you
through.
Also, the suite number is 401.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. I appreciate it. Okay. Now, before I process your payment, Travis, I'm going to be walking you through what's called a 90-second voice verification recording because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't advertise. And all it's going to do, it's going to outline the service agreement. It's going to say the billing date, the billing amount. Now, I'm going to ask you at least stick it out 2 months, okay? We call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but Travis, you are paying monthly and you can cancel at any time, okay? And I'll also state that as well. If you choose to cancel, we're going to ask you, just make sure you call 3 business days before the billing's due so you don't get charged, okay? Now, when I am walking you through it, if there's something that you don't understand, I want you to say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure, Travis, that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Sure.
Okay. Now, I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Purely Pools.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Travis Hughes, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Travis, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
From Local Splash, yes.
Okay. And we know sometimes, Travis, you might be in the middle of a job. You can't just answer the phone, right? All we're asking is just make sure that you at least respond within 24 business hours, okay? I also want you to be aware that you might receive a call from a company that's trying to sell you another type of online product. Now, they are not associated with us. We're not going to call you to ask you to spend more than the $249 a month, okay? Also, I'm going to put a security question on your account with us because if you're unsure if it's us calling you or not, Travis, always ask, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling you. Okay, so your security question, it could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
And what was your mom's maiden name?
Bergeron, B-E-R-G-E-R-O-N.
Okay. So just remember, always ask what your security question is because this way you know that if they hang up on you, it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, in hiring local...
Unless they claim to be Local Splash?
Yeah, I would say, you know what?
Unless they claim to be Local Splash?
I would even say this, even if we're calling you, always ask, what's my security question? Just get into the habit of that. Okay? So this way... You know, and I'm just saying because sometimes you just don't know, and we would rather be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
Right? So I would just get into the habit of always asking. Okay? Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I guess, for sure.
Well, let me explain this first. Okay. So what we're saying here, Travis, is we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing. Okay. What we're saying is that before you do, please give us a call so we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay. That's what that means.
Okay.
So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is May 22nd, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, Travis, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means is your second payment will be charged on June 22nd, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term is completed, Travis, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 22nd day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That is the number that I texted you and I asked you to save in your contacts under Local Splash, 877-635-6225. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, Travis, we ask that you at least contact us 3 business days before your billing is due so that you don't incur that charge. So just know that you need to call at least 3 business days, okay, before the 22nd, if you need to pause or cancel so that you don't get charged on that date. And we part as friends.
Yes.
There's no cancellation fee.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Question. So I'm going to be going to Europe for 2.5 weeks in July.
Okay.
Am I able to pause it just so I don't get...
Absolutely.
While I'm on?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Wow, take me with you. Good. Is there room in the luggage?
Yeah.
How exciting.
I already have my mom coming.
I'm just teasing you. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for you. Yes, before you go on your trip, please call us and say, hey, I'm going to Europe. I need to pause it. And we will pause it. Okay? And then you just let us know
absolutely.
When you come back. Okay? Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
I'm updating your package and then I'm processing your payment. Travis, I only need about maybe 5 more minutes tops, okay? And then we'll be all done because I know you got to work too. So I want to schedule your client interview. Do you have time later today? The client interview, we block out an hour, but it could take about 30 or 40 minutes. It really depends on how many questions or details you have. It might take a little bit longer. So how does your schedule look for today? Do you think you might have time,
today
like between
tough.
4 and 5?
Well, only thing is, it's a tough day. We're
okay.
going to be getting power back today, and it's.
What about tomorrow? Would that work better?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. What time tomorrow? I have appointments. Whatever time I give you, Travis, is going to be in your time zone. Tomorrow, I have appointments starting as early as 9 to 10 your time. 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2. I have 4 to 5 and 5 to 6.
Let's do 12 to 1 my time.
12 to 1. Perfect. So you're going to get this email from me with your calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that your client interview is going to be between 12 and 1 tomorrow. We're going to call you from an 877 number. Just please make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour, okay? If for some reason when we call you, Travis, let's say you need 5 or 10 minutes, just pick up the phone and say, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes, and we'll call you right back, okay? I'll also send you a reminder an hour before just to let you know it's coming up. Now, what are your hours of operation? What are you, Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday.
Monday, what time?
You can say 8 to 5. Is this going to be on the advertising portion?
Yeah, it's what we're going to list in your hours of operation under your Google Business profile.
Oh. It's 8 to 5, I guess. It's
8 to 5? Yeah, we could put 8 to 5. That doesn't mean people won't call you either before or after, okay? And then
they'll call whenever they want.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, phone and text? What's your preference?
It depends. I mean, text messages is usually effective unless it needs to be discussed in detail. And then you, of course, always call me.
Okay, so we'll put phone
sometimes
and text.
Text messages doesn't do it.
Yeah. And then what is the forms of payments that you take? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
Credit cards. Currently, I haven't gotten past that. I haven't even really thought about that. But, I mean, currently everybody but two customers pays with a credit card. I do QuickBooks, so whatever.
Oh, okay.
However I can deal through QuickBooks.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And then let's see here. Okay. I need you to take a look at your text messages or your emails. I need you to find, there's two of them, and we're going to go over that, and then you're all set. Okay?
Okay.
So there's one that should say action photos needed, and there's also another one that says initial invoice. Whichever one you find first.
Okay. Business at the top. Contact me. Your credentials. Pointing your account. Send you a copy of your invoice.
Yes, that one.
Okay,
go ahead and open that up. Okay. Now it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. Do you see towards the bottom it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yeah.
Click on that where it says click here. Now it's going to take you to a page that'll say Local Splash, Terms of Experience.
Hold on, I got to make sure I'm on the right.
Yeah, no worries.
I said I agree. SMS messages sent to my phone.
Yes, click on that.
Click on that.
Click on the certify. One that says I certify, because you're saying it's your name on the card that you provided. And then you're going to click at the bottom to type your name as it reads there. Just Travis, space, Hughes, and then you'll click on confirm signature. Okay? When you do that, it should open a page for you that's asking to put a username and password. You see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. The username and password, that's where, remember earlier we gave you your login credentials. This is where you track your results with us. Okay? So I wanted you to just see this part. So you'll put your phone number and then your username, or your password, excuse me, is SEO local. We put it in the text message for you, okay? Now, I want you also to find the one that says Google verification photos needed.
Yeah. Yes, I got it.
Okay, so this, we give you a list, okay, of items that we need pictures of, and this is going to help us get you verified through Google faster, okay? Some of these items you might not have. Don't worry about it. Send us what you can. Send us a photo of your work tools and or work equipment, work truck or work van with your license plate showing. Send us a photo, like, you know, the warehouse where you store your tools? Send us a picture of that. Send us a picture of your insurance. Whatever items that you have on that list, send us those photos. And the ones that you don't have, don't worry about it. Okay? Just send us what you can. Now, starting from tomorrow, once you have your client interview, we're getting moving here. Okay? So within 5 to 7 days, your business Facebook page will be created and live. So you'll also be listed in the directories as well, and you can start logging in with your login credentials to start tracking your results with us. 7 to 14 days.
I need to eat lunch and I got a...
Yeah, no. I'm just giving you the timeline and then we're done. We're going to be done in like 30 seconds. Now, 7 to 14 days. I understand. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are going to be live up and running. Well, we stayed in our terms and conditions. The first page placement on Google, getting you verified, creating the profile and all that's going to be done within 30 to 45 days. But do be aware that at times I've seen it happen sooner, Travis. Okay? We'll send you notifications.
What about 30 to 45 days? I'm sorry.
Okay. That's why I wasn't trying to rush you through this. Okay? So the first page placement on Google, what we send you in writing, our promise is that us getting you verified, creating your profile, getting you on the first page and optimizing and maintaining you there can happen between 30 to 45 days. That's always going to be our promise, okay? Many times I have seen it happen sooner, but our promise is always going to be that. So, because we know it's important for you to also start getting these calls as quickly as possible, Travis, is why we're getting the Facebook ads live, the directories, your Facebook business page, because we want you to start generating calls as quickly as possible. You'll be receiving notifications from us.
Hold on. I'm going to get a number two, the mail. No pickles, large with a large fries and Coke. Large frozen Coke. Large water with that as well. Sure. Thank you. All right, I'm here back.
Okay. No worries. I'm sorry. I know you're into your lunch. I feel bad. Okay. So
no,
what I was saying.
Okay. I got calls coming in and I'm just, okay.
Yeah, no, honey. I apologize. I know. I want to help your business not hurt it. So I'm really sorry. So just know that we're going to also be sending you these notifications to keep you aware of when your Facebook ads are live. We're keeping you in the loop as we're completing each step. So you know the work that we're doing, okay? So any questions, any concerns you have, any changes, you reach out to customer service. Anything from here to tomorrow that you have a question on, call me. You have my number, okay?
Yeah, so I do have a question right now.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going to anticipate any, I'm not going to, and which is fine, I just need clarity. I know it's fine.
Yes, for a few weeks to be super transparent. The first month,
30 to 45 days.
30 to 45 days, Travis, is for the first page placement on Google because we're getting you verified. You got to get your PIN code.
Okay.
We got to get the profile created. But like I was saying, that doesn't mean that you might not get some calls because remember, your Facebook ads are running. So if someone does a search on Google, but now they're on their Facebook page, they're still going to see your Facebook ad appear. Even if you're not on Google yet, because we're retargeting that.
I mean, I'm not expecting it to start now.
No.
30, 45 days.
You just want to be aware.
Okay.
Yeah, it won't happen overnight, hon. I promise you. No one can get you on Google faster than that. There's no way. But we do all of this to help you generate calls, okay?
Yeah.
And I would like to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family, Travis. I'm so excited for you. I really, really am. And just make sure when you go, before you go to Europe, that you call us to let you know, hey, I'm going to Europe. I need it on pause.
Yes.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. All right. Well, we're all set here. I want you to enjoy your lunch, and we will talk to you tomorrow. I will be the one calling you to introduce you to the technician, okay, tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, Travis. Have a blessed day. Thank you for your patience.
Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right.